Hello, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. I feel like it's super important and I don't know why I didn't think to talk about it sooner. It's definitely something that I should have spoke on in the beginning because it kind of is where everything begins. It's very simple, but straight to the heart of Christianity. I have you on the edge of your seat right now, considering I still haven't introduced the topic. But if you've ever wondered what exactly the gospel is, you're not alone. And I intend to be able to break it down in a way that's simple, honest, and hopefully freeing based on my understanding from scripture. So this is an episode for the new, the curious, or even the unsure. Let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about what even is the gospel. So starting out with what the gospel means, the word itself literally means good news, which I learned this in doing my research for this episode. I did not know this until today. But good news about what, you might be asking, and it is that God made a way for us in our sinfulness to be in relationship with him in his holiness. The way is through Jesus, and in John 4:16 it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." At its core, essentially, the gospel is a story of God's love for us. It shows how our sin separates us from him and that Jesus is sent by him to restore that relationship. I like to give analogies, and I think that a good one for this is think of yourself drowning in the middle of the ocean, which represents us in our sin. And instead of God just shouting from the shore instructions to save ourselves, which shows this representation of separation between us and God due to our sin, he sends his son to swim out and rescue us. A way of salvation is made in this, and it is able to happen because Jesus is fully man and fully God. He is sinless, and he shows us, quote unquote, the way. But this might sound like a whole lot of nothing if you've never really been introduced to Christianity or Jesus or God or scripture, the word, prayer, all these different things. A lot of these words can sound like, what? Because I remember for sure that's how it sounded to me for a long time whenever the gospel would be explained to me. So I'm going to try to break it down a little further. First, starting out with the fact that God created us for relationship. He didn't make us to simply follow his law or be religious robots. He designed us to know and to walk with him. In Genesis 1:27, it shows this. It says, God created mankind in his own image. Also, we know that sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, which broke that relationship. And this is shown as we continuously fall short, whether it be selfishness or pride or lies or control or addictions. All these sinful things separate us from God because he is sinless, holy, and perfect. And in Romans 3:23, it also shows this, where it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And this is important. This is detrimental. This is significant because the cost of sin is very serious. And it's not because our God is a harsh God. It's because it leads us down the path of spiritual death. And we can see this in Romans 6:23 that tells us the wages of sin is death. But, big emphasis on the but, I have but underlined in my notes. God made a way through Jesus. And this is where the good news kind of kicks in. Rather than leaving us stuck in that brokenness and sinfulness and all of its consequences, he came to save us in the form of Jesus, as Jesus lived a perfect life, died for our sins, and rose again. He, in this, took the punishment that we deserved, being separated from God until he rose again, and in exchange gave us grace and a restored relationship with God. So because of all of this, we are invited to receive that free gift. It cannot be earned. There is no way to clean ourselves up enough to deserve it. We simply just have to believe, and then we receive this free gift of eternal life. And this is no longer being separated from God in spirit. I also just want to emphasize the fact that if the gospel does not change your life, and I'm not only referring to your eternal life or life after death and being spiritually with God, not separated from God. I'm referring to life here on earth today, right now, as you're listening to this. This life, if this life is not changed by the gospel, then I argue that you are not truly in relationship with Jesus, because those who know that the gospel is truth and believe in their heart that Jesus was sent and died for their sins and is their savior reflect that in their life, and they make time and space to know Jesus personally and not just know of him or the stories that are told about him. And I say this with gentleness and kindness, but also this firmness, because I think that it slips a lot of people's minds and we lack this understanding of how important that really is to grasp, because the gospel will change your life if you don't only know it, but you believe it and you live like you believe it. And this is why it says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I say all of this also based on a combination of things. One, my personal experience in knowing who Jesus is versus knowing Jesus for myself, and just stories that I've heard from others, from loved ones, from strangers, the way that Jesus has moved in their life whenever they meet him, whether that be through scripture, reading their Bible, doing Bible studies or prayer, or at church, or through a friend, like just truly encounter Jesus for themselves rather than just hear someone else speak about Jesus, how that changes lives. And also just what I've learned from reading scripture myself and researching these things. The gospel has so much power. You just have to be available to that. So I just really wanted to stress that. Kind of went off on a tangent. But on a lighter note, again, to give another analogy, which definitely is on a much smaller scale of the gospel, it's almost as if someone steps in on your courtroom trial and takes your sentence for you, not because that's what is deserved of them or what you deserve, but just simply out of love. So now that we kind of have an overview of what the gospel is, what does this mean for us? Now what? What do we do with this? We receive salvation. We are spiritually reborn. We now not only live because of God, but we live for God and with God. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it stresses this. It says that, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And also to be noted, you don't have to feel holy to be made new. You just have to come to him honestly. Something that I heard recently that really stuck with me in helping build my relationship with God and kind of also humbling myself before God and, you know, accepting and acknowledging the fact that I will fall short, but I will continue to look towards him and know him deeper and pray that he changes my desires so that I fall short less. What I heard was, stop trying to sin less and start trying to love God more. I realized that this really allows us to lean on his strength rather than our own strength. And because of that, it helps us be delivered from sin in a natural way. Because another thing that I've kind of came to understand in my walk with Jesus is that we don't just stop sinning because we want to stop sinning. Our heart has to be changed to that sin. We have to feel so convicted in that sin. We have to want to glorify God so much that we're not only like keeping one eye open looking at that sin, like our backs are completely turned. It all essentially just stems from not only this desire to want to stop sinning, but the actual, like, my heart has been changed. And therefore, it's not like, oh, I want to say no
it's like, I don't even, there's no question about it. I have no desire to not say no. I hope that made sense. I feel like I kind of just talked in circles. I tend to do that when I'm trying to express something. I try to give like 4 different reasons as to what I'm saying and why I'm saying it so that I can really highlight what I'm saying. But I feel like in that, a lot of it gets lost. So fingers crossed that that made a little bit of sense. So I just listened to that little segment back and feel like I was really on the struggle bus trying to express myself. So I kind of just want to make a long story short and sum up what I was trying to say. Essentially just to build that relationship with God and kind of, like I said earlier, not only know the gospel or believe the gospel, but live like you believe the gospel and truly like start surrendering things to God and devoting yourself to God. It's more about shifting the focus from what can I do less of and instead looking at who God is and loving him deeper. And it's almost kind of like a glass half full thing, to where your focus isn't on what you haven't accomplished, but what there is to be accomplished, if that makes sense. 3rd time's a charm, or however many times you're at. But to get back on track, in hearing the gospel, whether it be for the first time or not, if you feel a tug on your heart to explore your faith deeper and know God deeper, it's not pressure, but it's an invitation to say yes, to believe, to turn from sin, to turn to him, and to just trust in that. The gospel isn't just the beginning of our faith, it's our truth every single day, that we are loved, we are forgiven, and we are saved. And truly, 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 we find this to be the truth when we seek it. And God's word says it best, as it always does, in Jeremiah 29:13, "You will find me when you seek me with all of your heart." This is his promise, and I can testify to this. And if you don't believe me, that's fine. Read the word yourself, pray consistently for, I swear, as little as 1 week, and watch how your heart changes and your belief in him and your faith because of that grows. That is exactly what happened for me, and I have heard God work in the same way in so many other people's lives. And so if you want to truly know him, you gotta seek him. It doesn't have to all make sense. It really never fully will. And that's why we keep calling on him and keep leaning into him. And because of that, continue to get reminded why we should continue to do so. If you want to receive the gift of the gospel and the good news of salvation, I think a good way to start is praying a prayer of, God, I know I'm imperfect and I need you. And I believe that you sent Jesus to save me, and I want to turn from my ways and follow yours. So please just help me in putting you first as you put me first. Something along those lines. It's not magic words. It's really about the posture of your heart. And if this is where your heart is today as you listen to this, welcome home. I even drew a little heart right by my notes, or in my notes right by where I wrote that. So just know I'm saying that with love. I want to thank you guys for listening. And if this helped you understand the gospel in a new way at all, I really encourage you to share it with someone who might need it. Also, just staying real, staying rooted, and continuing to seek the one who loves you most is so important. My DMs are always open if you have questions or you want to share your story or just give me some insights. Again, I've said it in one of my other episodes, but if you haven't listened previously or need a reminder, my Instagram handle is at kelsey.mcintyre, kelsey.mcintyre. Please never shy away from shooting me a message. I love to talk about Jesus or what Jesus has done in your life or anything at all. But yeah, I just want to throw that out there and say that if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that the gospel isn't about what we are to do for God, but what God has already done for us. And receiving this in your heart is a huge step, dare I say, the biggest step towards and for him.